You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Foreign portfolio flows are poised to return to India in the second half of the year, according to a note from top brokerage Jefferies. The note indicates that foreign institutional investors are now seeking new investment opportunities in sectors such as real estate, capital goods, and public sector undertakings. Jefferies highlighted a growing interest among investors in India, fueled by the country's projected 7% GDP growth and a market capitalization target of $5 trillion. The brokerage observes that emerging market funds are currently neutral to slightly underweight on India due to high valuations, recent election-related volatility, and an increase in the country's weightage in global indices. So far in 2024, foreign portfolio investors have sold shares worth Rs. 1.27 lakh crore. Over to industry news. UltraTech Cement announced that the company board has approved the acquisition of approximately 23% equity stake in India Cements. In a regulatory filing, the company stated that it intends to acquire 7.06 crore shares of India Cements at Rs. 267 per share. This takes the total cost of acquisition to Rs. 1,885 crore. Quote, "The board of directors of the company at its meeting held today approved making a financial investment to purchase up to 7.06 crore equity shares of the India Cements Limited, a company incorporated under the Indian Companies Act 1913, having its registered office at Bhoon Building 827 Anna Sale, Chennai 600002, at a price of up to Rs. 267 per share," unquote, it said in the exchange filing. Next to MSME news, as India and the world celebrates the MSME Day on June 27th, recognizing the role played by over 6 crore MSME units in the country's GDP, exports, job creation and more, the MSME Ministry is organizing the Udyami Bharat program on Thursday. The program, according to a release by the MSME Ministry, will discuss legal reforms required in the MSMED Act to support the MSMEs. Quote, "The proposed legal reforms aim to align the MSMED Act with the transformative challenges that occurred in the economic and technological landscape since the enactment of the MSMED Act in 2006, unquote, the ministry said. MSME Minister Jitan Ram Manjhi and the Minister of State for MSME Shobha Karandlaje will also dedicate the MSME team initiative and the Yashaswini campaign to the nation. Moving to the budget section, President Draupadi Murmu said that the union budget will be a futuristic document and all reforms will be fast-tracked as she addressed a joint sitting of parliament. Congratulating the new MPs in her first address to the joint sitting of parliament after the constitution of the 18th Lok Sabha, the president said that the representatives of the people would act as the medium for fulfilling the aspirations of the people of India. GST has become a medium to formalize India's economy today and is helping make businesses and trade easier than before," the president said. The president also said that the BJP-led NDA government has provided Rs. 3.20 lakh crores to the farmers of the country under the PM Kisan Samman Nidhi PM Kisan scheme. News from budget expectations. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is expected to table the Union Budget 2024 in the third week of July during the monsoon session. Although the government has not announced the dates, sources told FinancialExpress.com that it is expected to be announced on 23rd July or 24th July. During the interim budget 2024, the finance minister made some crucial announcements for the healthcare sector like prioritization of cervical cancer and upgradation of Anganwadi centers. But a long list of standing expectations like an extension of the concessional tax regime, GST rationalization and increased investments in the healthcare sector remain unmet. However, industry leaders are hopeful that these issues will be addressed in the upcoming budget. The cost of hospital admission continues to be worrisome. Latest update on the NEET UG paper leak. Amid the NEET UG paper leak allegations, the CBI intensified its probe into the Oasis School of Hazirabagh, Jharkhand, and interrogated staff and principal. After a 12-member CBI team arrived in Hazirabagh on Tuesday evening, the team visited the school on Wednesday, with some members also going to the main branch of the State Bank of India in the district, as the bank manager was reportedly the custodian of the question papers, PTI reported. The CBI interrogated Dr. Ehsanul Haque, principal of Oasis School and district coordinator of the NEET UG exam in Hazirabagh for several hours. They then took him to a guest house in Charhi, Hazirabagh, where he and several others were reportedly questioned until late evening. Lastly, let's have a look at how markets performed today. The benchmark equity indices closed the trading session on a record high note on June 27. The BSE Sensex soared 573 points, or 0.73%, to finish the day's trading at 79,247, while the NSE Nifty 50 closed 168 points. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.